are here at the 2019 CUNA GAC, and we are closing out our coverage the right way with Mr. Mark Weber from Weber Marketing Group. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Good, Mike. Great good. To be here.
Indeed, it
fun
is.
To be part of this event. It's been a big week.
They set another record for attendance with 5,300 folks, so
awesome.
It goes up every year. So good news for that.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
You guys, before we get into your announcement that you want, how has the conference been for you? I know you guys did a lot of networking.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's always fun for us. This is a chance really to come together and lean into the credit union movement completely and learn what's new. So I'm a part of the CU Ledger advisory group, so fun watching new technologies bridge in that are even wider than this movement in the United States. It's hope for a global connection.
Yep, I agree.
And an opportunity to serve 85,000 credit unions around the world. So
260 million members, something like that?
260 million members, which is incredible. What an opportunity. But just exciting to be here and see the energy and recognize that we get to connect with some of the top political leaders in the nation supporting the credit union movement.
Yeah. Have you ever hiked that? Oops, I'm sorry. Don't worry about it. Don't worry. Have you ever hiked the hill before?
Or, I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
So what, I mean, I haven't done it yet. I'm anxious, so anxious. One of these years I'm going to get up there, and I keep saying I do. But what was it like, or what did you do up there?
You know, to bring the reality of government to actually walking through the offices of congressmen and sitting down and hearing and talking about legislation that supports the average person through credit unions, that's one of the greatest experiences I've had in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
And I think it just brings to reality that we do have a chance to talk with the very people that we've voted to serve us. And so to me, it's just made very real to be here and realize that there is a voice and an opportunity to share why credit unions are making a difference in everyone's lives.
Yeah, we seem to be making an impact up there as well. So
in a big way.
Stuff's moving and shaking up there for sure. All right.
Absolutely.
I'm going to keep us in suspense no longer. Tell us about this announcement that I don't know anything about either, so it's going to be new to me.
It's kind of big news for us. We've spent the last 30 years as Weber Marketing Group, so when I began the agency, it's funny, it was really out of transition. I'd been at a credit union doing marketing for 3 years, got recruited into banking. That bank actually was merged out, and I had to decide what I wanted to do with the rest of my life.
Okay.
So began with an idea that marketing was really become something more significant than advertising, than just the traditional ways of getting messages and communications across. So when I started, marketing was the key word, and it made sense. It was easy to have a founder's name at the front. And 30 years later, it was kind of time for a little evolution.
Okay.
And so we have helped lead a branding revolution really in the credit union industry. We've worked with hundreds of credit unions across the country, the US and Canada, and learned a lot along the way about what it means to make a significant transformation for an organization. And I think that's about sometimes relevance, about the meaning of words. Words do make a difference and they matter. And came to realize that Weber Marketing Group, now we're approaching 40 people. We work across the country with credit union leaders and boards and organizations like CUES and CUNA and the Credit Union Foundation, is that we've grown beyond Mark Weber, and we've really grown beyond marketing, and it was time to take stock, step back, and say it's time for us to evolve. And so we're announcing a name change, that after 30 years, Weber Marketing Group is becoming Strum.
Strum, hence the shirt. I was wondering what that was. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the first question is, what's that mean?
Yeah, what's it mean,
why'd
and
you
why?
Pick that name?
Yeah.
We've been using a lot of messaging for years about brand orchestration, what it means to help a client find their voice, what it means to help them really culturally find a new rhythm. And when you get inside that whole sense of transformation, then the word Strum for us stands for that sense of rhythm, finding a new groove. Certainly it has lots of musical connotations.
Which is all good.
It is all good. It's that blend of left brain and right brain, kind of strategy and creativity, and that's who we are. That's what we've done in the way we've collaborated with our clients. And so when you really think about what it means, what a good collaboration looks like, then you find a new rhythm that's something different and better than what you were doing individually. And
indeed,
so
indeed.
Strum name just fit.
I love it. I love the name.
Thank you.
The connotations, all the meanings that you could have, and it's all positive connotations.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, they are. It's been fun to roll it out because having changed the names of over 70 credit unions over the last 25 years.
You know all about that.
We do, but we have a whole new appreciation, mm-hmm. like, ouch. When now we know this is not an easy thing to do, to ask organizations to go through this. And like the shoemaker's children, when you have an agency that does it for a living, mm-hmm. to now do it for yourselves, mm-hmm. makes it all more challenging. Mm-hmm. So we leaned in and decided we're gonna do it. We're gonna do it right. We're gonna do it well. And mm-hmm. so it's been a 14-month journey for us.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you about the research and the name. I'm sure there were a bunch of names that came up.
Hundreds.
And how to brand them and all that type of stuff. And so you kind of whittle it down to a few.
We did, and we're an organization that believes in process and collaboration. Mm-hmm. So we engaged a lot of our own employees. We developed a set of criteria for us. What did the name really need to stand mm-hmm, for? Mm-hmm. And those very words that I'm talking about, orchestration and collaboration, mm-hmm. began to just emerge to the top. And
wow.
so we had to find names that fit into those categories. And then the process of trademarking is a whole nother challenge.
Oh, I can imagine.
So
oh my gosh.
We were able to find a national trademark for this. We launched the website live on Monday.
Okay. Good timing.
Yeah, absolutely. It was perfect. We hadn't intended to link it to the GAC, but
the
closer and
good.
Closer we got, we finally went, it made sense.
Yeah.
And so great opportunity
indeed.
To do it
so
now.
What feedback have you gotten so far from folks?
So we called some of our key clients, you know, in the days and weeks leading up to mm-hmm. this to get some feedback, mm-hmm. share with them the news that mm-hmm. Mark Weber's not going anywhere. And really this is about just the deep team and leadership we've built, mm-hmm. no changes to our client relationships, mm-hmm. except the expansion of what we've been doing. So last year we acquired a data analytics, data warehouse company called BankTrack Solutions mm-hmm. out of Boston. Mm-hmm. And that was an opportunity really to begin to talk about our evolution as an agency. Mm-hmm. And so that expansion, we've been doing data analytics for 18 years, but that expansion now to actually have software and have a platform, it's just so ripe for where our clients need to go
and
why it's so important for them to make that transition. So the feedback has been nothing but sensational.
I can imagine.
And the clients that come to our office, they know we've got a history with music. So we, 10 years ago, 12 years ago, when we moved into the Amazon neighborhood and took over an old warehouse, mm-hmm. it was Pearl Jam's building.
Oh, was it?
And we leaned in and realized we were kind of breaking up rock history by moving in and taking over this building. And so we paid some homage. We did a painting of the original band.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going in right before they closed that building. We went in and actually did a concert. And I got to play music for 5 hours right where Pearl Jam had spent all of these years. Their practice rehearsal facility, their space. Just a lot of honor to rock.
That's some good history there.
It is great history.
Oh my gosh.
So we wanted to pay homage to that.
Right.
And so it was funny when we landed on this name to be able to circle back and mm-hmm. go, that whole sense of roots and creativity mm-hmm. and originality, it's always been a part of our company and a part of our own DNA. And now we have to live it out in this new name.
Yeah, I'm just thinking of like the story because, I mean, gosh, I hate to harp on Apple all the time, but they have a deep-seated root. Their roots are in music and arts and creativity and bringing technology together like that.
Yeah.
And it works,
it
and it sounds
work.
Like it's working for you guys as well, because you're bringing obviously music is a huge thing in your life and in the and your company's life, and
so
bringing that together with the creativity and now bringing analytics into it, and you know, who's not doing analytics these days?
It's
it hits everybody.
It's a great point, Mike, because those things really do fuse together. For 30 years, we've worked not only with financial institutions, but with a lot of technology companies. You can't be in Seattle and not be involved in Microsoft and a host of companies. We've done a lot of startup companies. We've helped organizations build and bridge. And so that fusion, I think, of technology
mm-hmm.
that's now become a lot of analytics is really, it's an uncovering for us of brand insights.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the rich thing about the use of data analytics now. You know, it was market research in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And now the ability to lean in with data analytics and dive in and really get to understand your members' lives in a deeper yep. and richer way is that bridge to be able to become relevant mm-hmm. one-to-one now. Mm-hmm. And I think this is the transformation of marketing. If there's one thing I could say in 30 years, is we've gone from a sense of giant campaigns blasted to everyone to try and get attention, cross-sell,
yep.
and grow business, and get our message and our brand awareness across. And now really with the bridge of technology, with data analytics, and with platforms, the ability to be able to speak one-to-one mm-hmm. into the lives of Mike and his family yep. and my kids and mm-hmm. all of our lives in relevant ways is such a new opportunity.
Yep. Totally
and, and it is the future, that opportunity to personalize messages. And so you start to lean in and realize that when you begin to know people's lives mm-hmm. and the richness of what's important to them, then certainly things like music fall in play.
Yeah, they make it that much better too.
Absolutely.
And when you can do that one-to-one, when you're talking about that, the consumer or the member in this case really feels yeah. appreciated. That, like, oh my gosh, they get me. They know
yeah.
me. Are you kidding me?
You know, you walk a fine line in analytics in communicating with people that you don't fall over that intrusive side.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but what you're doing is helpful, right?
yeah.
And so Amazon has made that so easy.
Mm-hmm. Have they ever.
And transformed the whole buying experience to a single sense of, with algorithms, I got a really good idea of what mm-hmm. you like. And mm-hmm. I think this is an opportunity to go, we don't need to sell things to people. We need to become more relevant in their lives. We need to understand when and where and what they need help mm-hmm. with. And this is that digital transformation that every credit union in the country is challenged with mm-hmm. and trying to find what's that combination of strategy and tactics and what platform and how do we bridge the data and information we have and turn it into something that we can build relationships.
Yep.
That are much more personal.
I agree. Mark, I think you just summed up the conference right there. You just did.
That's great.
Final question for you, and I'll let you get out of
yeah.
here. Future plans. Where are you going with Strum, and
yeah.
are there other steps involved here
yeah,
with the rebranding?
Yeah, great question. So, you know, one of the first questions my clients certainly and other people have asked is, wow, are you leaving now that your name's not here? Like, are you on your way out? And I can say honestly, this is one of the fun things about career and life is I feel like I'm at this point in time where I've never had more fun, more excitement and energy mm-hmm. about where we're going.
Mm-hmm.
And we're now bridging this opportunity, and I'm right at the forefront of it, deeper into data analytics. And so in the coming weeks, we're going to be announcing a business intelligence data analytics software platform we've been working on for over a year and a half. And it really bridges that essence of how do you take data and information mm-hmm. in a data warehouse
mm-hmm.
that's hard enough to get your hands
mm-hmm.
on and bridge it now with rich algorithms and capabilities built into a platform that can be shared among leaders
mm-hmm.
to be able to watch in real time what's going on, geolocated, built in and bridged into branches and markets, and then be able to act on that and leverage marketing automation and all the things that allow you to do one-to-one personalization
mm-hmm.
in a single platform. And that's what we're excited.
That's
I'm thrilled
cool.
about where we're going.
That's pretty
ahead.
Cool.
Yeah.
Just that little summary right there. I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
You were on to something here.
Yeah.
And this sounds like, it's, I don't think it's like an evolution, obviously, of your company, but it sounds like a new beginning as well.
Yeah,
because
it is.
You're starting
that's
these new ventures.
It.
So.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Exciting,
so exciting time for
yeah,
us.
No
you
doubt.
Know, this is an evolution that's far more than the name itself. And it's an honor to me to be able to build a company that's going to be ready for the next 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And,
no doubt.
And we've got a lot of bright, wonderful, young, smart talent, designers, storytellers, copywriters, strategists, branders. And this is an opportunity to do something at a whole new level.
Yep.
We're excited about
indeed.
It.
Indeed. Well, congratulations
yep.
on it.
Thank
sounds like
much.
You're setting the table nicely for the next 30, 40, who knows how many more years.
So. Burn to go.
Well done. Mark, thank you so much.
Thank you, Mike.
I couldn't have asked for a better way to close out the show,
great
so thank
to be
you very
with
much.
You again. Thank
appreciate
you very
the time.
Much. All right.
There he is, Mark Weber. Now Strum, everybody. Go check him
thank
out.
You.